This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The Vicar of Altarnham has just told me he knows who murdered my uncle and aunt. I look at him in horror. And slowly, the awful truth becomes clear.
Yes, Mary. I planned the wrecks. Your uncle followed my orders, but they thought he was the leader. He loved that. No one knew about me. But then you came and asked questions. They had to die because of that. The end was near in any case. The fool got drunk on Christmas Eve. Well, you saw what happened. The whole country knew what he'd done. With a rope round his neck, he'd have told them about me.
At least my uncle didn't lie. He talked and dreamt about his crimes. You hid yours behind the cross and the face of a priest. But why are you telling me all this now?
I know you found the picture. I saw it had been moved. It frightened you, didn't it? Who is this strange man, you thought? Yes, Mary, I am strange. Oh, but they listened to me in church and followed me like sheep. Now, get ready. We've got to leave.
We?
Yes, you're coming with me. You'll be a good companion. I've admired your courage since we first met.
And if I don't come with you?
You're no fool, Mary. There are no houses nearby, and your screams won't be heard.
You know that I'll run away at the first village.
You won't be able to. There aren't any villages on the Cornish coast because of the steep cliffs. Just birds. And when we're on the ship...
You're leaving England?
Of course. We'll go to Spain, to Africa. Get ready now.
I think quickly. I look at the clock. Jem will have reached the blacksmith and will know the truth. He'll realise I'm in serious danger, so he will follow us. If I go with the vicar, at least I'll slow him down a bit, so Jem will have a chance to catch up. I have no choice in any case. We cross the dark, empty moor quickly, avoiding the roads. The moon is hidden behind the clouds. The vicar has luck on his side. As the ground becomes softer, we slow down. The marshes lie waiting. The vicar knows, as I do, that one wrong step will result in a horrible death.
Oh, where is Jem?
Whoa!
A wall of fog rises in front of us.
It's no good. We can't see anything. We'll have to wait until light. We'll sleep here, on these rocks, out of the wind.
I drift in and out of sleep.
Shh! Be quiet.
I'm woken by his cold hand on my mouth. I can still hear the wind. But there is something else, too. We leave the horses and he drags me higher and higher.
I can't go any further.
Oh, stay here, then.
The last I see of him, he's standing on a rock with his arms stretched out.
Ah!
I look up. Jem is about 100 metres away behind a rock with a gun. I haven't seen Jem since he shot the vicar. The Bassett family have been looking after me. They've asked me to stay and look after their children. But I long for the green fields and valleys of Helford. I'm walking for the last time on the moor. Tomorrow, I'll go back and live quietly on the farm. Someone is coming this way, but I can't see who because the sun is in my eyes.
Hello, Mary. I heard you're going to go and live at North Hill.
They've asked me, but no. I'm going back to Halford tomorrow. And you? Are you leaving Cornwall?
Yes. I'm going to start a new life. I've got my whole home with me here. I may go north. Perhaps I'll breed horses instead of stealing them. Come with me, Mary.
I miss my home in Halford. I want to see the trees and animals.
Go then, and live on your farm.
Well, that's not very kind.
I speak unkindly to my horses when they're obstinate. Doesn't mean I don't love them. Well, I'll be on my way. Goodbye, Mary.
Wait! Are you saying you love me?
Maybe. It'll be a hard life.
I know. I'll take my chance. And we'll be together.
So, I crossed the moor for the last time. And for the first time. It looks beautiful in the sunshine. Behind me lies Jamaica Inn. Empty. No more secrets. They have all been told. My new life is about to begin.